You're only going to come in her the first time. Then we'll push you into this tube and take what we need. You get one live cover shot. Most of your seed is in that anyway. And then we'll get you bigger and push you into a sleeve, and the two of you can just be coupled up, snuggle here for a while, and come your brains out. Won't that be fun? Bigger. Your balls swell again. You feel them hanging. You feel that gland up inside flooding with fluid. Between your legs, your broad, thick, ready cock is pushing in to the wonderful, squeezing, silken folds of the cowgirl under you. You feel her wetness, her tightness. Her muscles squeeze surprisingly tight. She manages to take your capacity, but once you're in her soaked confines, she clamps down and tries to hold you there, dripping on the floor. The holding is just a gentle thing. It isn't enough to keep you from swinging your hips. You moan, you groan, you pull back, and then push forward. The cowgirl beneath you is moaning, letting it out. The attendant is standing above you and saying things which echo the thrumming voice you know you've heard on headphones now and then. Fill her. Use her for what she's for. She wants this. Fulfill her. Come in her. Make her beg for it first, then make her come like a good stud should. Bring her off. Get you off. Come in her. And at that moment, your hips are pushed forward further. Every inch of you is hilted in the cowgirl beneath you. She somehow has the amazing capacity to take even your expanded, aching dong to the very depths of her body. And she is leaking openly, drooling out from it. Her mouth is open, too. You see under her a trail of drool from her slack jaw. You see the way that her milk is being pulled away in the tubes connected to the suction cups fastened to her, and in the background the dull thunk, thunk. Her pussy is squeezing down. In fact, you notice it's squeezing in time with the thud, whoosh, pneumatic sound of the milker. Your hips are pushed forward, your aching cock is as deep in her as it goes, you're almost being dragged over your limit. But then, with you pressed inside, the attendant leans over and whispers, "Longer." You feel yourself being pushed out of the cowgirl's body by the sheer growth of your cock, being pushed out, the power and potency of your presence inside of her, enough. Bigger, says the attendant, and your balls are bigger. Bigger, stud. You need to come in her. It isn't a choice, but just a need, a truth of you two connected. Your balls are pushing up against her. Your cock is so deep you ache. The attendant leans in and whispers, "Yes." And when you come, I'm going to pull you back and push you into this little milker tube. And then you'll even push it outward at that size, but we'll drain those balls and store it for later, and you'll get to come back. You'll find yourself aching to come back, and every time you come back, it's going to be even better. She reminds you of all of this. You're deep inside. You'll come a little harder each time I let you come. You're going to squirt a little bit more until you're flooding her every time, until it's washing back out, and those huge, engorged balls, all the cum deep inside you is going to flow out. Your cock is so ready. You're going to come in her? You want to come in her? She wants you to. You end up having to spread your legs a little bit more because your balls are just so thick and smacking forward and back, almost comically, if not for the wet. Smacking obscenity of the cowgirl's pussy squeezing, swallowing your shaft. She's aching for it. The smack of you thrusting in and out gets louder. You hear the milk flow increase into the milker. She tenses her stomach, pushes her muscles and her body forward, and then she pushes back onto you, riding back onto your cock, welcoming it deep inside. She's helping you, sliding forward and back, her butt hitting your thighs. She's desperate for more. She wants you deeper, deeper inside her. Thrust and thrust and thrust, your hips getting pushed by the attendant, helping you. You're going to come. You know there's no holding back any longer, and she's letting out a long, continuous mooing, moaning, gasping tide of desire. You want to come in her. You want to fill her. You want to breed her with your seed, and she wants it too. So you do. You flood her. Just the pre-cum alone was enough to almost fill her, and it was washing out with her wetness. But then you feel the actual spurt of your cum, because the words came in your ear at some point. You didn't even register them consciously. Your body just replied. The attendant told you, "Come, stud." You feel your balls pull up against you, and that gland inside that's been flooding with cum is emptying. The force of your orgasm is almost enough to push you out of her, you think, or maybe that's just the squeezing of her internal muscles. Your huge cock is serving as a plug, keeping all the cum inside her, keeping her body full of you. Her pussy can somehow hold the full load, and when you do come, she twitches. Her body becomes racked with orgasm, and just as your eyes roll back and your head is filled with swimming images of need, you're fully confident that she's feeling the same. Even though both of you are down on hands and knees, breeding, mating, she's still reacting, pushing back, trying to get more of that hot cum to spatter in her. Of course, you're giving her the whole load anyway. As you mate her like a stud, you come and come, contractions, contractions, joyously rippling along your cock as it aches, those contractions pulling, throbbing, squirting in and out. Contractions, she is there to capture your seed. She is there, filled with need, climaxing, coming, her huge breasts shaking and jiggling, but the milker cups never detach. You come, she comes, the two of you joined, connected. You are climaxing, and the contractions of her pussy along your cock pull it, throb on it, jerk it inside. You keep mating her. You're coming, you think another one's going to start. But at the last minute, before you're done first orgasm, your butt still clenching, the climax still ongoing, the aftershocks, you're pulled back just a tiny bit, your cock pops out of her. There's a swift movement from the attendant, a plug or a dildo being pushed into the cowgirl to keep your cum inside, and your cock is pressed into a jellied, lubricated tube that locks at the base to capture your seed. Your balls are getting ready for round two because your cock is still squirting. The aftershocks, the little bits that remain, squirting out into the tube that is now padded and capturing your cock. You are torturously sensitive, and the new tube is a merciless machine, not the warm, melty pleasure of her insides. Not that melting pleasure. Instead, this is a firm, rigid, but well-lubricated machine. It stretches a little around your cock, but it still has firm bits inside to stroke you, jerk you, to more effectively make you squirt, and this tube moves on its own, or maybe the pneumatic pressure of the machine going thud, thud, for it is the same pattern as her breasts being sucked in the milker. The two of you are on the same circuit, experiencing the pleasure together, with your chest against her back, feeling her under you as she shivers, shifts side to side. The two of you are connected by that, by your skin-to-skin contact, but also in the way she's mooing, moaning low, and the way you are groaning and thrusting your hips. All you're managing to do is thrust in and out of the tube, which was already moving itself anyway. You are no longer delivering pleasure to her, except the cowgirl does seem to be twitching, maybe from still feeling your hot cum thickly filling her insides, given that she's been plugged down there to hold it in. She just has to experience her pussy being absolutely flooded with that massive, improbable load you gave her. The two of you, together, connected by contact, connected by desire and by moaning and by your state,